Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, science pals, it's Josh. Welcome back to Snappy Science, the bite-sized version of the Random Theory Podcast. Each week, we're giving you a quick random fact about something science-related happening in the world. Also, right off the top, I have to apologize for my nasally voice. I'm still getting over what I think might have been COVID. Thank you for bearing with all the replay episodes we've had to do. There was crazy travel, and then, yeah, I got sick. It's just been quite the whirlwind. But yeah, please forgive my nasally voice. Hopefully, it will go away soon. Now, before I jump into the topic of this week's Snappy Science, I want to make a quick announcement. If you're listening to this episode the day it comes out, which would be Thursday, October 5th, we are doing our 100th episode live stream tomorrow, October 6th, at 5 p.m. Eastern, over on our Random Theory Podcast YouTube channel. We would love all the science pals out there to tune in and ask us all kind of questions and just join in on celebrating 100 episodes of this podcast, which is just wild. So yeah, October 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Random Theory YouTube channel. Okay, so now on to the topic of today's Snappy Science. This one comes from Charchi, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, over on Spotify. And they asked, why are some words fun to say? Which, at first glance, my initial reaction was, is there actually going to be any science or data around that? But because I totally understand what this person means, some words just really hit you in a different way and can be absolutely hilarious and fun. Well, after some intense Googling, I did find some research that was done on the topic. More specifically, in the vein of certain words being more funny than others, and most of this comes from the Smithsonian Magazine. So, a lot of this research was done by Chris Westenbury, who is a psychology professor at the University of Alberta, and also a group of linguists from the University of Tübingen in Germany. There's a few German words throughout this whole thing, and I apologize to any German listeners for my pronunciations. Now, Westenbury said, quote, "Some words are funny, and they're weird when they are, but there's actually a consistent relationship between how funny they are and how weird they are," end quote. The researchers discovered that the more unusual a word looks or sounds, the funnier it is. A similar idea was previously proposed by the 19th century German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer. I have no idea if that's right. And this idea was named the incongruity theory, which suggests that the basis of humor lies in violated expectations. And they go on to use the clown car as an example, which is just perfect. No one is expecting a parade of clowns to get out of this tiny little car. And that's what makes it funny, I guess, unless you hate clowns, which is an understandable thing to hate. No offense to any clowns out there. So when a word diverges greatly from what sounds like a real word, people often find it funny. The one word that every subject in Westenbury's study laughed at, supposedly, was snunkoopel. Snunkoopel? Something like that. Which, I gotta be honest, is a pretty funny word. It looks ridiculous. But what do you guys think? Is snunkoopel funny for you? And do you have words that always make you laugh? Let us know. And that's your Snappy Science for the week. Again, our 100th episode live stream will be tomorrow, October 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern on our Random Theory YouTube channel. And don't worry, if you can't tune in to the live stream, we will of course post it as a normal episode the following Monday. But we would really love to see all the science pals there chatting live. But if you can be there, we would really love to see all the Science Pals get together and chat live. Anyways, if you have something you want us to talk about, either in a short Snappy Science like this or a full-length episode, leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, respond to the Q&A on Spotify, or email us at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. Also, make sure to subscribe to The Random Theory wherever you get your podcasts. Go find some funny words and say them out loud. And we'll see you next time, Science Pals.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.